Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Donnie is leaving after the show to visit his parents in Delaware. Or so he claims.
No, I'm going to D.C. to my sister's.
Going to D.C. to celebrate 4th of July in our nation's capital. With his family, or so he claims. Because over the last 48 hours behind the scenes here at The Fan, Donnie has expressed a level of interest in the Furries convention that I have really never seen before in a person. You've been pounding the table for us to talk about it. You've been pushing this topic on me for days. And so I'd like to get to the bottom of that. Why is this so? Is this your way of telling me tacitly that you actually want to be a part of it and you couldn't figure out a way of doing it, so you've made up this elaborate lie about going to see your family instead, but in reality, you'll be wearing a bunny costume the entire weekend?
I was really hoping you guys wouldn't crack me, but I got to say, there aren't many things. You know, tailgating is high up on the list. Going to Steelers games is high up on the list. Getting completely naked and putting on a fake animal suit and running around the convention center, that's right up there.
You have been desperate to talk about the Furries. You've been trying to shoehorn it into every show. I'm curious.
It's a big deal.
But what part of it?
Saw one of them today.
Where?
After my run.
You got done with your mile run and there was just on the south side somebody in
full blown.
Well,
no, I ran on the north shore today. I sent you a picture.
Well, I couldn't tell
from the back. You don't pay attention.
No, I saw the number with 31.8 miles and you sweaty with your headphones on. I saw all of that, but I didn't know the background. I didn't know like which landmarks were behind you. You didn't say, you didn't attach it with a location, a GPS device, and you saw one while you were exercising.
Yes.
And it made you think of what? That this needed to be a big part of today's program?
Yeah, and I said, man, I'm pumped up. He had like a minotaur head in his hands.
Half man, half furry.
I guess. It got me pumped up, though.
This is like an international thing. People flock here. We are a destination for this genre of what? I was going to say cartoon, but this is not like a...
I know we got a lot of furry lovers
it's not,
here.
Yeah, it's not... It's not like something like they're not dressing up like characters from a cartoon or show or anything like that. It's just a total culture.
Correct. I'm pretty sure they're just like random animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know a lot about it. I had a teacher from high school show me.
Who was one?
No.
No.
He showed me like a mini documentary that I think he said like a friend of his may have made, maybe even his brother.
Okay.
About the furries. And that's when I found out like the real story.
You also, and you've You really have
quite interesting what goes on at those conventions and afterwards.
We're also getting killed as a show because we did not know staple at 4th of July cookouts is something called strawberry pretzel salad. It's a dessert.
See, I've heard of it. I didn't picture it that, like, I've never thought whenever I've seen that at a 4th of July party or Memorial Day or whatever, I haven't thought of, oh, that's strawberry pretzel salad, because it doesn't really fit the bill of a salad.
It's like three layers, a strawberry-looking jello mold on top of a whipped topping middle, and then what looks like a crushed-up pretzel bottom. It's an abomination. That's why you never knew the name of it, because you wouldn't think of eating it at a cookout. Look at this thing. Cole just said that. Matt Cole tweeted out a picture of it like it's some kind of delicacy, like he waits 364 days to eat it. It looks disgusting. A strawberry, it's not salad. You got crushed up pieces. Ugh. There's a reason why this dessert hasn't taken off, and it's only eaten on one day. It's like the, help me here. It's like the sauerkraut thing on New Year's Day. There's a reason why it's relegated to one day of the year, because it's gross. You can't be eating that. You have to sacrifice or suck it up to eat it. If this dessert's at Colony's party, I'm flipping the table. I'm taking it. I'm grabbing.
So you will be there.
If I get invited.
You don't lie to people on air.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ryan Clark on his viral conversation with Mike Tomlin. Tomlin is excited about life without Big Ben. That was Ryan's big takeaway. We've had a lot to talk about today if you're just hopping in your car. In 20 minutes, Jason LaCanfora, NFL insider, on who he thinks will start week one for the Steelers, what the Steelers could get back in a Mason Rudolph trade, among the topics we discuss. USC and UCLA headed to the Big Ten. Now it looks like there's growing sentiment from the college sports insiders on Twitter. that Notre Dame could leave the ACC. Notre Dame, not in the ACC for football, obviously, but Notre Dame could pull its other teams out of the ACC and have those teams either join the Big Ten in everything else and maybe possibly finally join the conference for football. Still very lucrative for Notre Dame to not play in a conference, so I'll hold my breath. I won't hold my breath on the football part of that. Because everyone always bows down to Notre Dame. They get what they want. If they want to just move their basketball teams and Olympic sports to the Big Ten, I bet the league will let them. And they'll maintain that sovereignty of a one, you know, not a conference, and then the college football playoff will, like they always do, come up with ways to accommodate Notre Dame and lower the bar for them to make it into the college football playoff, always giving them access, even though they don't deserve it and will probably get blown out, always giving them an entryway, an entry point into getting into their playoff. So that's going on there. Look, I think Mike Tomlin sounds like someone who is trying to find positives in being single after a long marriage. You know, some 18 years, Donnie? Ben was here for 18 years. And so Tomlin got in 2007. So he missed 3 years of Ben. So that means Tomlin and Ben were together for what, 15 years? A decade and a half together? There are a lot of couples that do that for their kids. I know I had a friend in college. The second she left for college, her parents got divorced, like they had a secret deal. Once our kids, our youngest, becomes an adult and moves out of the house, we're done. We're through. 15 years, and Tomlin, you know, tells Ryan Clark and his buddies, like, I'm actually excited for what life is going to be like without Big Ben. Well, if you're turning the page to Kenny Pickett, I understand that. Because there's endless possibilities there. He could be the next Joe Burrow. He might not be. But one of the things that makes drafting Kenny Pickett, I think, great is the belief among the NFL scouting community that he's not going to be a bust. That years from now, when we're grading the Kenny Pickett selection, he's not going to get thrown in with Devin Bush or Artie Burns or guys like that. Now, he might not go down as a Ben Roethlisberger or Troy Polamalu pick where he's ticketed for Canton, but he is a player that universally, even Kenny Pickett's harshest critics said things like, he's got a very high floor. The worst case scenario is the guy is going to be a decent NFL starting quarterback. Maybe he won't be great, but you're going to get like a Kirk Cousins career out of Kenny Pickett. And that's if things don't go according to plan. So if that's what Mike Tomlin is alluding to when he brings this up to Ryan, great. But if it's about Mitch Trubisky, and I like to get in the sports talk kitchen, and I like to put that pot down on the broiler. Is that what it is? Or on the stove top. I like to turn the heat up and stir that baby up. I asked our listeners today, if you think Mitch Trubisky right now is better than the version of Ben Roethlisberger we got last year. Mitch Trubisky right now, a month away from going to St. Vincent and being the number one quarterback to start training camp. Is that guy better than what we watched from Ben Roethlisberger last year? And 76% of you knuckleheads said yes. 76% of you said, absolutely he is. He's better. Which really is a slap. That's a slap across Ben Roethlisberger's face. That is a shot across the bow to say that. And the reason why I think it's a stretch to believe that a quarterback who should be in the prime of his career and was the number two overall pick in the draft, the reason I, Andrew Filippone, believe that Mitch Trubisky right now isn't better than Ben last year is because even though Ben's physical skills had eroded greatly, he could barely move, he didn't have the arm strength anymore, he was afraid to throw the ball over the middle, he couldn't protect himself, he was a sitting duck back there with a pretty bad, really bad offensive line. When you got to nut-cutting time, when you got to nitty-gritty time, Ben Roethlisberger in the fourth quarter had 12 touchdowns to one interception. You look up touchdowns, passing yards, passer rating. Ben Roethlisberger was the best quarterback or very close to the best quarterback in the NFL last year in the fourth quarter. Mitch Trubisky in his career in the fourth quarter is 18 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. He's not a big-time player, a clutch player late in games. Now, I'm going to cut you off at the pass. Before you start calling Donnie, 412-928-9370, before you start inundating me with tweets on this and texts on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, before you start saying, which so many Steelers fans want to do with Mitch Trubisky, this image rehab that he's undergone in 1 year in Buffalo, where now there are all kinds of reasons to explain why Trubisky was a bust with the Bears. Before you start blaming other people in Chicago for Trubisky's struggles, remember what he has here in Pittsburgh. Well, in Chicago, he had a bad coach. Okay, do you trust Matt Canada? Well, in Chicago, he didn't have enough weapons. He didn't have enough good players around him in the offense. Okay, do you trust the offensive line in front of Mitch Trubisky to block for him this year? The offensive coordinator here is a joke, and the offensive line will be adequate at best. That's not a recipe for a quarterback to succeed. It takes a special talent. I think Pickett will eventually be one of those guys. I don't think Trubisky will be. So I don't think he's walking into, for him, this quarterback utopia. Oh, this is by far the best situation he's ever been in. You shouldn't believe in the offensive coordinator, and you should be very skeptical of the offensive line. Trubisky's best year in Chicago, when he won the NFC North and got him to the playoffs and they lost on that last second field goal miss, his numbers were 24 touchdowns and 12 picks. Not bad, right? Two touchdowns to every interception, 24 touchdowns, 12 picks. Big Ben's numbers last year, when everyone said he sucked like Malzi, 22 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. So Trubisky had two more touchdowns in his best year, and he had two more interceptions than Ben in Ben's worst year. Not a lot of difference between Trubisky at his best and Ben at his worst is the point. So my advice, don't drink the Trubisky Kool-Aid. 75% of you, three out of every four Steelers fans, think he's better right now than Ben was last year? Based on what? His best year in Chicago looks like Ben's worst year with the Steelers. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Donnie, your reaction to USC and UCLA leaving for the Pac-12, or leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten is?
Looking forward to that matchup between UCLA and Northwestern, USC and Illinois on a rainy Saturday morning in early October on ESPN2. That's the kind of matchups we're living for.
9 a.m. kickoffs, L.A. time. Now they can continue with all this Big Ten money to go out and recruit players and offer them big money when they're not even in the transfer portal. So congratulations, USC fans, and look out, Pitt fans, and West Virginia fans, and Penn State fans even. Because now that USC has even deeper pockets, even when your player is happy at your respective school, they will come calling. This on Twitter moments ago. Malzi writing, I'm overjoyed for everyone to meet Ace Alden Muller. Our little man made his arrival at 8:35 this morning and weighed Sidney Crosby, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Mom was a rock star, and she and Ace are doing great. We are overwhelmed with love for our little dude. I did not have Ace in the hole. You like that horse? In our Mueller name sweepstakes game. Did you?
No. My guess was Evander.
And my guess was Earn.
And then he
I
did
the number of letters, right?
He did say that Evander was on one of their short list of names. So I at least was able to notch that. But a little peek behind the curtain here. He sent us this earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were, what, probably the second or third group of people to find out behind the families.
Sworn to secrecy.
And I got to say, and I sent it back to him then, and I even replied to him on Twitter. Ace is like an all-time badass name. I did not even see that coming, but I love it. Ace Muller. It makes me think of like the bad dude from Stand By Me. You guys hate on that movie.
Never seen it. I don't even.
Great name.
I don't know anyone named Ace. I think this is a brilliant move in this respect. He's given his son a name that is unique enough where he has a chance to be the most famous ace. Or most accomplished ace. Chris is such a pedestrian name, no offense to his parents for naming him that, but there are billions of Chris's out there. There aren't a lot of aces, so I like that. It also proves once and for all that I am great at keeping a secret. You tell me something, Donnie, I'm not going to repeat it. You tell me something about your fourth date. You tell me something about your private life. I don't take what is said off the air and bring it up on the show unless I have everybody's permission to do so.
I will. Yeah, I'll say you're right there. I mean, because there are things you've been running with in the past, but Malzi said keep it quiet until it was out there.
What do you
there,
mean running with in the did. Past? I haven't outed you on the air for anything without your permission.
That's what I'm saying. Without
I don't do
permission.
That.
Permission.
Well, with anything. When you tell me something, I say, hey, is it okay if I bring this up on the show?
You don't always.
Because your parents might be listening or something. I don't want to get you in any trouble.
I normally have to make it pretty clear, like, hey, don't say this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.